In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, brothers and sisters, is a great joyful day. It was a great joyful day when it happened the first time in Jerusalem, when our Lord came riding into Jerusalem on the colt, the foal of an ass, and was proclaimed as king by the children of Israel. And there was much joy in the streets and much crying out and people saying, Hosanna in the highest. But near the end of the reading, for the Matins reading today, which we will read soon, near the end, there's something that's very different than joy, very different than happiness and exclamations of kingship. It says that as the children were crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, the chief priests and the scribes were sore displeased. They were angry. They were jealous. They wanted to kill him. What a contrast. The children of Israel had put their garments in the streets, and they had palms and branches of trees and were waving them, greeting the Lord like he was a triumphant king coming in after winning a battle or winning a war. But there were those that hated the Lord. And the Lord rebuked them and said something very, very important. And that's what jumps out at me right now. He said, Hearest thou what these say? They said to him, Hearest thou what these say? They were saying to Jesus, They're calling you Hosanna. They're calling you God. Aren't you going to stop them? And what does he say? He says, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou perfected praise? It's right out of the scripture. And we're about to act like babes and sucklings in just a little while. We're about to act like the children of Israel, holding palm leaves in our hands. And for the whole service, those who are strong and can endure, they hold them the entire time. Some of us put them down. I put them down every chance I can get because they distract me. But some of you are going to hold them the whole time, remembering that moment when the children of Israel acclaimed Jesus as their king. We must be like those children, not like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Some of the Pharisees, remember, some of the Pharisees, a small select number, were quite pious. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. And of course, he loved the Lord dearly. He became equal to the apostles, a great evangelist, and a bishop in the church. We're to be like those children. So when I read this and I hear all this joy going on, all this acclamation of the Lord as king, there were people with deep darkness in their hearts that kept them from feeling joy. Have you ever been in a situation where you should be happy but you're not? I've been in those situations. You know what the problem is? It's always this. The problem is sin. If you should be in a situation where you should be happy for someone, but you're not, it's sin. There's something wrong with your heart. There's something broken and dark in your heart. And that's why these leaders of the people could not be happy. There was darkness in their hearts. But we're not supposed to have darkness. We're supposed to be like children. I recently saw something that was very powerful to me. Now, we talked about a little bit at Tropasa today, and you can't pick it apart because, you know, anything that is sort of an illustration, you can take to, pick it apart and make it something that it's not. But there was a question asked of a bishop, and he was saying, you don't need to ask me whether this is right or wrong. Just ask any child. It was concerning abortion. Just ask a child. Is it right to kill a baby inside his mommy's tummy? Ask a child. A child knows. And as long as we stay, there we go, see? As long as we stay children, we will always know. We know what's right and wrong. The Lord gives us intuitus in our hearts. When we don't know what's right and wrong, when we're confused about it, or when we pick what's wrong, even though we know what's right, we're forgetting to be like a small child. Now, obviously, you know, children can be disobedient, children can be rotten sometimes, but fundamentally, their hearts are closer to God than we are. So we must try to become more like children. And the evidence for how to become a child, or the instructions for how to become like a child, are right here in the text, sort of by negative instruction. Because before the Lord spoke of children, the scripture tells us that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, when they saw the acclamation, were sore displeased. Why were they sore displeased? Well, we know. Jealousy, anger, they didn't want their position to be changed. They wanted to get rid of Christ. They wanted to kill him. So there was darkness, terrible, terrible darkness in their hearts. And that kept them from feeling joy. So we must work on the darkness. Now that's kind of an adult thing to do. That's not a childish thing to do. It's an adult thing to do, to say that you have darkness in your heart and that you have sins in your heart and that you beg the Lord to help you with your passions and help you raise your deadness of your passions up to life, just like Lazarus was raised. And you can go through almost any one of our services, and certainly every single one during Great Lent, and it has all those kinds of references. And that's not the kind of thing a child thinks about. That's the kind of thing an adult thinks about. But he thinks about it to become like a child. Now, I leave you with one other thing. I've known a lot of monks in my day, and monks by nature usually are very happy people. They usually love jokes. I guess next time I go to the monastery, I'm going to try out some of my Chuck Norris jokes. I'll bet you they'll like them, you know? Because monks have a love of life and a real joy in their heart. And yet every day they talk about how sinful they are in their services. Every day they chant the Psalms. Every day they say the Stikera and other hymns, of the canons and everything, which proclaim over and over, I'm a sinner, help me. I'm lost, find me. Over and over they say these things about themselves, and yet they're happy. And they're the best, most well-adjusted people I've ever known. How can this be? It is because they're doing the adult things that you need to do to become like a child and just to become happy and peaceful with God. So let's do that too, okay? Let's listen to all of the things that happen in Holy Week, as many of them as you can. Let's get into the penitent spirit that the Lord died because of our sins, because of our stupidity and our cupidity. Let's believe that. Let's own that. But if you do it right, you'll have great joy and you'll be like a child. And when the resurrection comes, there'll be a happiness that is beyond description. Of course, I say when the resurrection comes, it's already come. It's already happening in each one of us. But when we commemorate, in our yearly commemoration, the resurrection, there should be joy in your heart. This is how to have it. Get rid of the dark stuff in your heart. So do the adult stuff. Do the repentance. Do the remembering that you're a sinner. Never be afraid to call yourself a sinner. Never be afraid to own the things that are in the services and say, that is me. I'm like that. Don't be afraid to do that. But if you learn to do that, then the Lord will give you great grace and great happiness, and you'll be like a child. And that's our eventual goal, is to be like a child that the Lord would bring close and would never let any harm come to. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.